latest Power Trip After Party podcast on the iHeartRadio app. It's presented by Michelob Golden Light.
Couple 13, 14 pass on the Common Man, Dan Cole. He's Tenna B. Lil B, Smoke Show from Glencoe, and looky here.
My
from
favorite
Channel 4 sports fame, Mark Rose.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Lil B. Always great to see your smile. Uh-huh. Face on a Friday afternoon.
What's it like being Mark Rose?
I just enjoy listening to you guys banter on my Fridays coming over here. It's always fascinating what subject matter you're going to get into, and then the kind of inside baseball, behind the scenes stuff that you allude to without really giving away anything. I love the conversation about getting over something and how you deal with it business wise. Mm-hmm. So
you know that better than anybody.
Yeah.
You need to get over that.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone saying that to you without getting the death stare.
It's like, and first of all, I'll get over it when I feel like it. Thanks. I'm not on your timeline.
Oh,
but also I am.
Yeah, I can't ever imagine saying that to Lil B.
No, not if you want to.
No.
No,
it's not going to work.
Well,
not
I said a couple of
well, not to her face.
Well, not to her face, yeah.
Behind her back, under your breath.
Yeah,
I mean, I've done that all the time. Many times. Okay.
Anyway.
Still time checking out snowmobiles?
Yeah, they're way
more. Sorry to interrupt your snowmobile shopping.
Yeah.
They're expensive. Mm. Actually, I'm saving story before they disappear on my phone.
Okay.
Tommy Bolin, the genius of the story of a doomed genius. Mm. Tommy Bolin was a guitar player from back in the old days.
Okay.
So I just want to know.
Oh boy!
Why? He was a genius, but why was he doomed? I want to find out. So I'm saving this
right
now. I'll save that for a nighttime reading. It's time now for.
It's now time for the name game.
Stop, Rosie! You sit down. You will play it. You will like it. Because I need to see people. I need to be around humans. Well, you will sit here for the next 30 minutes.
You've been failing miserably at
I know.
Maybe
this will help.
Anyway,
I know. I've been in a slump.
Well, and Rosie, this isn't what you think it is.
Okay.
Well. We're not playing Music Jeopardy.
Oh
no. What?
Today.
It's Movie Jeopardy. Rosie,
today we're playing Minnesota Jeopardy.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, you should be very successful at that.
Aren't you one of us, Lil B? You grew up in Glencoe.
I did.
Well, then you're one of us.
Everyone knows how it works?
Yeah.
Yes.
Between 1 and 500 here in the first round. By the way, Lil B, can you stay till 2:15 today?
Whatever you need, Tom.
Here are the categories.
Okay.
For the first round, pop culture, sports, actors, Great Lakes, before and after.
Before and after.
It was born at is that the one where you have to link two names?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. So pop culture, sports, actors, Great Lakes, before and after. In my book, ladies always go first.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the first category, Lil B.
Pop culture, please.
Pop culture for 100.
Yes, sir.
This phrase is a cultural stereotype implying residents are unusually courteous, reserved, mild-mannered.
Comment.
Yes.
What is Minnesota nice?
You can control the board. Would you like to stay with pop culture for 200?
Sure. He would like to stay with the snowmobile he's looking at.
Can we get off the phone?
I just got the answer.
He just got
this is
right.
Too easy for me.
Multi-purpose.
I'm one of us, too. I wasn't born here, but I was raised here.
All right, pop culture for 200. This TV show is about a family living on a farm in Plum Creek near Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Lil B.
I heard Lil B.
Yep.
What is Little House on the Prairie? Great show. Watched it all the time.
Great show. Mm-hmm. Got a lot
solid
of
solid show.
That's such a boring show.
Stop.
Boring.
And that little girl fell in the well and they couldn't get her out? That's drama.
The Rosie laughed.
Tim Lassie?
Rosie.
Yeah, you laugh about a girl.
Well, yeah, she fell in the well.
It's a stereotype. That's what I do here.
All right.
Laugh at people's mistakes.
Pop culture for 300?
Yes, please.
It typically contains a starch, a meat, and a canned...
Common.
Common.
What is Spam?
Rosie. Oh, sorry.
I think technically I got to go with Lil B.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because she said her name previously.
Okay, I didn't
hear
that.
That's fine. What is a hot dish?
Ah.
Rosie, you get some noodles.
Okay,
you put a can of cream of mushroom soup in there, and then you let it sit in the crock pot.
I know where you're going with
this. Put some tater tots on top.
I'm not
It's a tater tot hot dish. Don't forget the onions.
I'm fighting. I know where you're going with this.
Pop culture for 400. After being pulled over for drunk driving, attorney Gordon Bombay, played by Emilio Estevez, is sentenced to community service coaching a Pee Wee hockey team in this film.
Will be.
Yes.
What is the Mighty Ducks?
Oh, God, I'm just floating.
You said you're going to be bad
And do you do we lose money this game? Yeah. So I'm already in the hole.
You're at minus 200.
Oh, man.
Will be's at 900. Oh, Rosen is yet to buzz
in. I haven't even buzzed
in.
I get beaten by you guys.
Pop culture for 5. The New York Times said her performances helped define a new vision of American womanhood.
Comment.
Yeah.
Who is Mary Tyler Moore?
Holy cow. Wow.
That category is closed. We have sports, 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 actors, Great Lakes, or before and after? Comment.
Well, I know. What were they again?
Sports, 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 actors, Great Lakes, before and after.
It's more up Rosen's. It's up his wheelhouse.
Time for Rosie to make a run.
Yeah, and I want him to get really excited and then just destroy it.
The way I'm going right now.
Actors for 100. This Grand Rapids data.
Comment.
Yes.
Who is Judy Garland?
Wow.
God.
All you have to say is Grand Rapids.
That's just unbelievable.
You didn't even say Grand Rapids. You said Grant.
Actors for 200. She gained 2 consecutive Academy Award nominations, acting in The Age of Innocence and Little Women.
Rosie.
Yeah. Yes.
Who is
5?
Oh my God!
4, 3, 2.
I can see your face.
1.
I can too.
Moby.
Yes.
Who is Jessica Lange?
Yeah.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Oh.
No.
Freebie for Common.
Okay, go ahead.
Acting in The Age of Innocence and Little Women, yet got negative attention for her 2001 arrest for shoplifting.
Oh hell.
5.
Oh.
4. 3.
Yep. I know.
2.
Yeah, I don't know.
1.
Winona
Ryder.
Named after the city Larry Mondello guy is from.
Yep. Again.
Actors for 3. He's appeared in the films Swingers, Rudy.
Rosie.
Yes.
Who's Vince Vaughn?
Wait, where's he from?
He was born in Minneapolis or St. Paul.
Yeah, he was one of those guys.
Basically, he was raised in Illinois, but we still take credit for it.
We'll take it? Exactly. Okay.
I'll just finish the category.
Actors for 400.
Yep.
This Rochester native is best known for her role as Lorraine Baines in the Back to the Future trilogy.
Rosie.
Yes.
Who is Leah Thompson?
I don't even know. I just wouldn't know that name. Rosen's too good. Look, he's doing the old...
I got the sniffles.
Get a little confidence going over there.
You did the old... Look at me.
just stay
I know the acting category.
Yeah, oh, really?
I know my acting.
Actors for 500.
I told you to get cocky and confident.
I'm not cocky. I just said a word. I had the sniffles. Yeah. Lord.
This St. Paul native had starring roles in Pearl Harbor.
Rosie.
Yeah.
Who's Josh Hartnett?
Wow.
Rosie.
Rosen's in the lead with 1,000. Lil B at 700. Common at 400. That category is closed.
And
so Rosen.
That'll be Rosen's last answer.
Well, Josh
Hartnett. He's still got sports. He should be good at. Yeah. Great Lakes and before and after.
Well, may as well go sports.
Sports for 100.
Common will rip this one off.
He scored the game-winning run in Game 7 of the 19... Yes.
Who is Dan Gladden?
Sports for 200.
Just keep her going.
He was the Minnesota Wild's first ever draft pick in the 2000 NHL entry draft. 5, 4, 3.
Rosie.
Yeah?
Who's Darby Hendrickson?
He was in the expansion draft.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. I thought I misunderstood the question.
4.
My bad.
3, 2, 1. Who is Marion Gabbert?
Yeah, that's...
That was easy.
I know.
Well, I should have had that one.
I thought that the other
Because he never goes to St. Paul. He hasn't seen a Wild game in 25 years.
Okay.
Sports for 300.
Yes, sir.
This tennis player from Edina earned a...
Comment.
Yes.
Who is Justin Gard?
Rosie.
Yes.
Who is David Wheaton?
No.
What?
I know what it is. Tanner, read the whole thing.
This tennis player from Edina earned a silver medal at the 2004 Olympics. 5, 4.
I'm going to answer after.
3,
I know I can't get
2,
it.
2, 1.
I can't.
Andy Roddick.
Yep.
No.
The guy.
Who is Marty Fish?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Marty That's Fish.
Right.
Well, Justin Gard's a correct answer.
Yeah, he won too.
He was a tennis player from Edina. Anyone?
At the time I was at the question, you were correct. Just got to let me. Sports for 400.
Yes, sir.
He's the Vikings' all-time leader in touchdowns with 110. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chris Carter.
All he scores is touchdowns.
Chris Carter.
I was going to say Chuck Foreman.
Sports for 500.
Yep.
He is the Minnesota Timberwolves all-time leader in points per game.
Hmm.
Comment.
Yeah.
Who is Kevin Garnett?
No. That's a trick question.
Will be.
I don't want to blow $500.
Who is Stephon Marbury? I went for it, Rosie. It
was what do you mean? Come on. I don't want to waste
$500. No, wait. I get it.
Two.
Rosie.
One, Five, four, three, two.
Who's Wally Szczerbiak?
Well, you guys all lost 500 there.
I know.
The correct answer, he currently plays for the Wolves, Carl Anthony Towns.
See how I goaded him into taking
it? Yeah.
That was worth a shot.
He wasn't going to, and I goaded him.
That's all right.
I love it.
Rosen, you're still in charge of the category here. Great Lakes or before and after?
Before and after.
I don't like this.
Exactly.
I don't either. It's not my least favorite category.
It's the most fun, but it is. I can't ever
get it. No, we're
before and after for 100. The brightest star in the constellation of Ursa Minor, also known as Polaris, is the largest newspaper in Minnesota.
Comet.
Yeah. Five. Four.
Oh, that's right. It's
three,
before and after. I don't
know.
What am I doing?
One. Anyone else? Five.
Can you read it again? How does that work? Is that a rule?
The brightest star in the constellation of Ursa Minor, also known as Polaris, is the largest newspaper in Minnesota. Five. Four. Yeah. Three, one.
Well, of course, Star Tribune.
North Star Tribune.
Oh,
we're the North Star State guys.
Can't lose any more money.
Minnesota again. Minnesota. What the?
I want music trivia back.
I know. All right.
I don't like your critique now.
Just keep going.
Before and after for 200. This city in Wright County near Albertville covers the Minnesota Wild for the Athletic.
Comment.
Yeah.
Saint Michael Russo.
That's pretty good.
Next, doing a form of a question next time, but I will accept your answer.
Well, yeah, of
that's impressive.
Before and after for 300. This head coach of the 1980 Olympic hockey team is a former Vikings backup quarterback who should have been named Butch.
Who is Herb? Who is Herb Brooks Bollinger?
Damn it.
I like before and after.
No, you're into it.
Before and after for 400?
Sure.
Look at him.
He's got to hold his bangs back. He's too nervous.
Well, come on, Ken Jennings. You can do this.
Because of all the wrong answers, the dollar amounts don't look too good right now. Lil B's in the lead with 200.
What?
Rosen has 100. Common, you have zero. You can go up to $1,000 here.
I have zero.
Because you've had multiple wrong answers, including the minus 500 ones.
I just went on a roll there.
Yeah, so and one was for 200, one was for 300.
I'm going to go for 1,000 and a true daily double.
1,000? Oh, God. Only Common can answer this.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
This Vikings running back, who is part of a lopsided trade, is one of the most visited modern and contemporary art museums in the United States.
Who is Herschel Walker Art Center?
You got it.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Well done. Welcome back to the spotlight,
Thank you, young man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you notice, by the way, I always give people a hard time if they don't do a daily double. I always do a true daily double.
I know.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're now in the lead.
I'm a gunslinger.
Yeah. Before and after for 500.
Okay.
This city east of the Mississippi River is a Hall of Fame baseball player.
Colin. Who's Colin?
Yeah.
Who is St. Paul Molitor?
Wow. You're good at this.
You're awesome at
I'm really good at it.
You said you weren't. No, he's fooling us.
All right, last final category in this round, Great Lakes for 100.
Sure.
It is the sixth largest freshwater lake in the United States, and it occupies parts of Ontario and Manitoba as well as Minnesota. Five, four, three, two, one. You guys are embarrassing.
They are.
You're embarrassing.
Lake of the Woods.
Whatever.
Well, we're all looking at each other.
This category is going to go well.
I'm not losing any more money.
This category is going to go well.
No, it's not.
Great Lakes for 200.
Lake of the Woods.
It's located in an affluent area 15 miles west-southwest of Minneapolis with restaurants such as Allen Alma's, Lord Fletcher's, and Maynard's.
Well,
yeah.
What is Lake Minnetonka?
Great Lakes for 300.
Mm-hmm.
Located in north-central Minnesota, it is the primary source of the Mississippi River, which flows to the Gulf of Mexico. Five, four, three.
Rosie.
Yeah.
What is Itasca?
I'll give it to you. Lake Itasca.
Well, that's a lake. All right.
Great Lakes for 400. Roughly 75 miles north of the Twin Cities, it is Minnesota's second largest...
Comment.
Yeah.
What is Lake Mille Lacs?
You just also, wait till the big dollar values.
Also is where Isaiah's golf course is.
Yes.
That's
what
I know. Mm.
And finally, Great Lakes for 500. This lake in Minneapolis has two islands, Mike's Island and Raspberry Island, and is connected to Cedar Lake.
Rosie.
Yeah.
What is Lake of the Isles?
That's it for round one.
How do we stand now?
Yeah, what
Commons in the lead with 1,900. Rosen, you're in second with 900. Lil B, you are in third with 400. One more round to go, though, and it's double jeopardy time.
All right.
We don't need a keyword because we're done with that.
No.
Only, it seems like that went 2 seconds.
I'll give you a word.
Okay. We'll take a break. We'll come back with round two. You're on the Fan.
On the Fan.
Confession to make. In one of the earlier segments, Lil B asked if, says, do you have any secret stash?
Uh-huh.
Do you have money stashed away that your significant other doesn't know about? And I said, of course not. I do.
Mm.
But I was embarrassed to bring it up because the funds have been shrinking. Ten of eight?
Really?
Down to $65,000.
I always love that one.
Never gets old.
Cardboard box.
That never gets old.
It doesn't.
It's an old joke.
Okay. I know.
He knows it. You know, it's an older. It's from 25 years ago here at the radio station. It's the bit that keeps on living. Checking accounts down to 65. It's embarrassing, Tenneby. That's why I didn't want to tell you.
I understand
that
why you.
Secret stash account.
I forgive you for lying.
$65,000. I didn't want people to know, but I have to admit it because I'm not going to, you know, I'm not lying. But anyways, it's time for Jeopardy. What are the scores?
I have
big fat stacks of booster provided cash.
Yeah, right? Cash.
Commons in the lead of Minnesota Jeopardy. You've got 1,900. Rosen's got 900. Lobie's in third with 400. Here are your categories. Of course, the dollar values go up.
No.
We double them up.
Oh boy.
2, 4, 6, 8, and 1,000. Your categories are same name, companies, cities that begin with B, before and after.
Again.
No.
And potpourri.
Potpourri. Am I up?
No, Rosen is in control of the board.
Oh, I am. Okay. Yeah.
Same name, companies, cities that begin with B, before and after, or potpourri.
Let's go, since Lil B is here, let's go with cities that begin with B.
It is Minnesota's fifth largest city and is serviced by two major freeways, Interstate 35W and 494.
Rosie. What is Burnsville?
Lil B.
Yes.
What is Bloomington?
Ah! I'm so bitter. I'm not bitter.
Just calm down. You got lots of money over there. Take it easy.
Would you like to stay with the category?
Hit me.
Cities that begin with B for 200. This town occupies land on both sides of the Mississippi River and is located just north of the geographical center of Minnesota in Crow Wing County.
Common.
Yeah.
What is Bemidji?
5, 4.
That's the right answer.
2, 1. Bemidji is not in Crow Wing County.
No.
I was amazed you didn't get it, though, because you've been there quite often. Brainerd.
Yeah. I wanted to say it, but I didn't want to lose money.
Is the correct answer. Right. Cities that begin with 600, for 600?
Mm-hmm.
This self-proclaimed curling capital of the United States is the alleged birthplace of Paul Bunyan.
Comment.
Yes.
What is Bemidji? Curling was invented in Brainerd. But I'll go with what you said.
Cities that begin with B for 800?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, my God.
Common gets the daily double opportunity again. Here's what the score is. Common, you're in the lead with 2,100. Rosen's at 700. Low B's at 600.
Let's do a true daily double.
All 2,100?
No!
You have a chance to put the game away.
Gambling, man.
Do you want me to not do it?
Oh, of course
no.
You want to go
keep
for
it. Keep it close?
No. Go for it.
Well, if you get it wrong, it's going to be close.
I know,
so.
I know, and I my luck's about to run out. It's like when you're playing golf and you hit an 8-footer, then a 10-footer, then a 12-footer, your first day. You just keep saying, so I can't make all of them. So, and I proved that again today.
You're about to be a Shamia or Shamazal or whatever?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just can't keep getting all of them right.
All right, this one's just for common. Cities that begin with B. for $2,100. This city of over 15,000 people is located 42 miles northwest of Minneapolis and is the home of the bison. Five, four,
Common.
Three.
What is Buffalo?
Two. Got it.
Oh, my God. So where did that one
from up? Albany to Buffalo.
Oh, pulling away now. Buffalo we're in trouble.
Bridge.
Is there just the one Daily Double or is there another
that's
one?
That's it. But there's lots of money left on the board. All like right. Cities yep. Cities that begin with B for 1,000.
I always thought in Jeopardy there were two Daily Doubles in the
there is,
double
but not
Jeopardy
this game.
I thought it was one in each round.
No, I think in the second there's supposed to be two.
But really?
I think. I don't know. It could be. Well,
I'm fine with it this way.
Shows you the last time I watched Jeopardy. All right. Cities that begin with B for 1,000. Known as the walleye capital of the world, this city is located in Lake of the Woods County.
Common.
Yes.
What is Baudette?
You're just a Minnesota geography maven.
My God.
All you right. know why I know so much about Minnesota geography? Because I've gone to every golf course.
Every.
All right. Baudette Country Club is a great spot.
That category is closed.
Oh, no, not that.
Same name, companies, before and after, Potpourri, Common.
Let's go Potpourri.
Potpourri for 200. Not related to Tennessee, this St. Paul native wrote The Great Gatsby.
Rosie.
Yes.
Who is F. Scott Fitzgerald? Not Tennessee.
Okay. Potpourri for 400?
Potpourri.
This syndicated and Sunday American comic strip written by Charles M.
Conn.
Yes.
What is Charlie Brown?
Rosie.
Yeah.
Rosen.
What is Peanuts?
Yeah. I didn't say that. I got just so excited because it was so simple.
You blow that.
Potpourri for 600.
Keep it going.
This city features the United States' only all freshwater aquarium, the Great Lakes Aquarium, and the aerial lift bridge, which is adjacent to Canal Park.
Common.
Yeah.
What is Duluth? That was too easy. I thought that'd be a brick.
I know. I thought it was Stillwater for a second. Yeah.
Potpourri for 800. Located near Fort Snelling, it is one of Minnesota's most photographed sites with more than 850,000 visitors each year.
Will be.
Yes.
What is Minnehaha Falls?
I thought it was that spoon with the cherry on it.
Would you like to close up?
Look at him play
with
his bangs.
That's the best answer.
He loves playing. That's all he does is play with his hair.
My hair off.
I'm getting you a sweatband.
No, I'm not playing. I'm pulling my
hair. I'm bringing in one of Baby V's headbands so you can get that out of your face. It is driving me nuts. Stop doing that.
Now you can't get a haircut for a month.
And you're going to pull your hair out.
Christian Leitner headband used to wear. There you go. No, it's funny.
Potpourri for 1,000?
Yes.
It was the first climate-controlled mall in the United States.
Rosie.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What is Southdale?
Well done, Rosie.
Climate control.
That wasn't that hard.
Well, they were the first.
Said, well done. Yeah, that was the first super duper.
It was.
It was the first mall in the world.
It was. Yeah.
All right. Same name, companies, or before and after, Rosie?
Same name.
So it's going to be two people that have a similar name or share a name.
What
are the numbers at right now? I want to know where I am.
Common, you're in the lead with 5,400. Rosen's at 2,300. Okay. Lil B's at 1,400.
So they say they get the same name. It's
every answer is going to be two people that share a name.
Okay.
Because you have to have both people.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
For 200, he's the governor of Minnesota, and he's a former Minnesota Wild.
Ugh.
Yes.
Who is Wes Walls, and who is...
Five, four, three, two...
Lil B.
One. Yes, Lil B.
So you have to say both names?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Wes Walls and Tim Walls.
Yeah, just say, who is Tim and Wes Walls?
Okay, got it. That way. Okay.
I got you.
I can remember the governor's first name. I'm not a lunatic liberal, trust me.
same name for 400?
Yeah.
He's a former St. Paul mayor who helped bring hockey back to Minnesota, and he was one of the first African-American punters.
Comment.
Yes. Five, four,
who are,
three, two, one.
Greg and North Coleman.
You got it.
We'll give it to you. We'll give it. Well,
hey, and congrats to Greg. You just inducted to the Black College Hall of Fame today.
Mm. Yeah.
Good for Greg Coleman.
Congrats to Greg.
Yep.
I'm not in the Hall of Fame.
Nope, you're not in any of them.
You are.
Two of them.
Yeah, I know.
Same name for 600.
Yeah, sure.
She played receptionist Jennifer Marlowe on the CBS sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati, and he was perfect all season until missing
Common.
A kick.
Who are Lonnie and Gary Anderson?
Oh, Lord.
Same name for 800. He was the first American writer to receive the Nobel Prize in Literature, and he, along with Jimmy Jam, had more Billboard number ones than any other song. Yes.
Who are Terry and Jerry Lewis? Oh, come on!
More than any other songwriting and production team in history. Five.
The first part of it was...
Four.
I remember
the first. He was the first American writer to receive the Nobel Prize in Literature, and he and Jimmy Jam...
Rosie.
Yeah.
Who is Sinclair and Terry Lewis?
Yeah. You know where Sinclair Lewis's hometown is?
Stillwater?
No.
I don't know.
Sock Center.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Oh.
Same name for 1,000?
Absolutely.
She's the most successful American ski racer, and he starred alongside Owen Wilson in Wedding Crashers.
Will be.
Yeah.
Who is Lindsay and Vince Vaughn?
You're back at it.
That's a good category.
Yeah.
Two categories to go. Common, you're at 5,400. Rosen, 3,100. Uh-oh. Low B at 2,600.
It's anybody's game.
Low B, we have companies and before and after.
Companies.
Yeah, just think of it from before. Yeah.
Companies for 200. This agricultural co-op based in Arden Hills is one of the largest producers of butter and cheese in the United States.
Rosen. What's Land O'Lakes?
Companies for 400.
Yep.
Named Company of the Year by Forbes in 2004, it was originally founded as an audio specialty store called Sound of Music. Five, four, three, two, one. What is Best Buy?
That's what I wanted to say. I just get too nervous.
Best Buy.
I can't because then I lose money.
But you're behind. You need the money desperately.
When you're down two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, you can't hand the ball off every time.
Stop yelling at me. Okay? I am one woman surrounded by men.
I'm going to start getting haughty with you.
Haughty with the hottie? Companies for 600. It serves 80 countries with brands such as Chi-Chi's, Applegate, Dinty Moore, Jennie-O. Yeah.
What is General Mills?
Jennie-O, Skippy, and Spam, and is based out of Austin.
Oh! Common.
Yeah.
What is Hormel?
Should have waited.
Yeah, you should have waited.
Yeah, blew it.
Oh, he's supposed to wait. I'm supposed to dive in.
Be patient like me.
Companies for 800?
Sure.
This company based in Minnetonka is ranked 7th on the 2020 Fortune 500 and is the largest healthcare company.
Lobby.
Yes.
United Health Group. What is United Health?
Yes.
Sorry. Apologies.
I got it.
Go on.
Companies for 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
This is big.
In business since 1926 and headquartered in Eden Prairie, this company is a wholesaler and retailer of grocery products.
Oh my God.
Five, four, three, products. Two.
Lobby.
Yeah. Go for it. Yes.
What is Super Value?
Oh my God.
Well done. See what happens when you're aggressive?
Done, young lady.
Oh my God. I was sweating for a second.
All right,
women don't sweat, they perspire.
Okay. Gross. I don't even like that word.
You don't sweat, you perspire.
Okay.
Here we go.
One more category to go. Common, you're in the lead with 6,000. Lil B, you're up to 4,400 now.
Oh.
Rosen, you are at 2,700.
Oh, my God. Let's see what from final joke.
Before and after for 200. This Twins first baseman who hit a grand slam in Game 6 of the 1987 World Series is located 19 miles southeast of St. Cloud on Highway 10. Five, four, three, two, one.
Kent Herbeck what?
Kent Herbecker.
Oh, that's the worst ever.
Kent Herbecker.
What the hell?
Oh, that's
the city of Becker.
That's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
What?
That's for 1,000.
Brilliant. Simply brilliant.
Brilliant.
Before and after for 400. The Great Minnesota Get-Together is a city off Interstate 35 that is home to Shattuck St. Mary's.
Common.
Yes.
What is Minnesota State Fair Bowl?
Where Common runs away. This is Common's category.
Yeah, it is.
Before and after for 600. The current Vikings fullback is a city north of Blaine.
Common, Rosie.
Here, Common.
Who Five, is C.J. Four. Hamill?
Will be.
Oh, no.
Rosen had
I
got in before. You still want to get in?
Yes,
Rosen?
I do.
Okay.
What is a CJ Ham Lake?
Ooh, that was a good one.
Where are we
the
at
score
now?
Here? Well, we got two more, so we'll do the two more.
Yeah. Keep going.
Before and after for 800. The 9th coach in Minnesota Vikings history is a city north of Elk River on Highway 169. Five.
Common.
Yes.
Who is Mike Zimmerman?
Good one.
And finally, before and after for 1,000. This former long snapper and radio host is an associate of Prince and lead singer of The Time.
Common.
Yes.
Who is Mike Morris in the day? Mike Morris. Oh, no. Who is Mike Morris and...
I will give it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Superstar objection? Mike Morris Day.
Yeah.
We went to the judges, and the judges gave it to him.
What judges?
What judges?
The judges that have to deal with him for the rest
judge.
Of the show.
I am the judge around here. That has
you
been
can
established.
Take it away. Go ahead.
No, no,
take 1,000 from me. I'm going to win anyway.
No, it's all right.
I'm putting everything on the line on the next category anyway.
Final Jeopardy.
Well, yeah, you can't. I mean, you still have someone in range of you, so this is not a gimme fight.
I'm putting everything on the line.
All right. So, Common, you're in the lead with 7,600. Lil B, you have 4,400. Rosen, you have 3,300. I'm going to give you the category, and you need to write down your wager right now. Okay. The category.
How much do I have?
7,600. Lil B has 4,400. Rosen has 3,300. The category is lakes.
Oh, no.
Put down your wager right now. Let me know when your wager is done.
Got it.
I have to get it right because I'm putting everything on the line.
Of course
I don't
you are.
Get it
thanks
right.
for announcing to it.
Well, I said I was going to.
Okay,
I'm cocky.
You wrote it down? Okay. All right. Here's your answer. It is a fictional town created by Garrison Keillor as the setting of a segment of the radio program, A Prairie Home Companion. It is a fictional town created by Garrison Keillor as the setting of a segment of the radio program, A Prairie Home Companion. Good luck.
Let's give Colin all the money.
This game can go to hell. This sucks.
Lake Superior.
That's it, the music.
Lake Superior. It was too easy.
It was too easy. I thought this would be tougher.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
All right.
We'll start with Mark Rosen. You had 3,300. How much did you wager, Mark?
3,300.
You wagered it all. What was your answer?
What is Lake Wobegon? Duh.
Well, B, you're next at 4,400. How much did you wager?
4,000.
And what was your answer?
I have left my sheet blank.
No, you didn't.
I don't know what you just said.
Really?
I don't listen to Prairie Home Companion.
I never do it either.
Everybody. Common, you were in the lead with 7,600. How much did you wager?
7,600.
This is for the game. What is your answer?
It's Lake Wobegon.
Yeah. You're the winner.
15,200.
You ended up with 15,200. A new Minnesota Jeopardy record.
Yeah.
You don't have to all seem so bitter about it.
I'm not bitter about it.
I am.
My stash checking account is down to $65,000. That's what's there.
You'll never be able to get those snowmobiles now.
Tenna, yeah. Honestly, Tenna, that was good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun,
well
Tenna.
Done,
thank
young
you.
Man.
Thanks, B. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Enjoy your weekend.
Mark Rosen and Common for the and Tenna B for the next 45 here on The Fan. Enough till it's too late. It's not too late.